My name is Chris Kilborn, and I'm a senior content publisher on the developer documentation team, and I'm here today to talk to you about the documentation resources we have available for design. We have a whole bunch of fine manuals that I hope you go out and read, and we're going to be looking at each one of them in turn, just giving you a broad overview of what's there. I'm not going to read them verbatim. I just really want you to make available the resources that we have available for you. First of all, we have the User Interface Design and Interaction Guide. Have any of you looked at the current version 1 that's out there today? Anyone? A few of you? Great. Version 2 will be shipping this week, so we apologize we weren't able to get that out for beta, a little bit of production hiccups, but we've completely redesigned this. So if you remember version 1, this looks totally different than that. We've added a lot of new content to it, and we've completely changed the layout to make it hopefully easier to read, easier to understand, and also much easier to hopefully pull out the specific guidance you've been looking for. Just to kind of give you a rough idea, each page will have a graphic on it. Most pages will have a graphic on it, at least the next version. We have kind of general descriptive text here, kind of positioning what is the topic we're talking about. And then on the right-hand column, we have this bold text, and this is the specific guidance. Do this, don't do that, pay attention to that, things to think about. So look for that later this week. We also have design templates for Windows Phone 7, and Chad's going to come up right after me and talk about these a little bit more in detail. And these are layered Photoshop template files that you can use to create pixel-perfect mock-ups and comps of applications that you may be developing. Right now, it does not include the system fonts. We're working to get those added in, so those should hopefully be available tomorrow-ish. Maybe the day after, so keep an eye out for a revision of this that include the fonts. There was a question about the fonts earlier this afternoon. These are really, really helpful. One of the things I do want to point out here is that what we have in these templates are examples of controls that ship in the Windows Phone Developer Toolset, and also some controls that do not. And the reason we did that, why would you give us something that we can't really access in the tools? Well, we couldn't quite squeeze in all the controls we wanted to in the developer tools. So instead of, forcing you to try and mimic them on your own and kind of roll your own, how many pixels is this and that, we've actually created the files that our designers use to create the UI in the phone. So go download these. These are an excellent resource, and Chad is going to tell you more about those in a minute. We also have the Windows Phone Design System Codename Metro book, and this is more of an inspiration book. It talks about how did we come up with Metro, and I know you heard a lot about that this morning, so it might echo a lot of what you heard earlier today. But it's a good book to download to just kind of get a look at of what's the look and feel of Metro, what inspired us, what are those red threads, and this is available in PDF. It tells you a little bit more about, what areas are we different in. Differentiating on, and who the personas, who are the people we develop the phone for. Good to kind of look at if you're looking for some inspiration. Also has some nice punchy graphics in it as well. And lastly, we have MSDN. Is everyone familiar with MSDN? Maybe not. Developer documentation. We have a specific page in our documentation for these design resources, and I'm responsible for maintaining this page. And I will be updating this page as we march to release. So keep an eye on this. Right now, we have linking off to the design guide, the Codename Metro book, and also those design templates. One of the things I do want to show you about MSDN is I'm going to pop out to Internet Explorer. Is that our documentation for Windows Phone is actually spread across a number of different topics in the library. So this is the homepage of MSDN today. There is a phone link here, so if you're looking for kind of a quick ramp start on how to get developing applications for phone, I'm sure you are aware of that. You might point people to that. But our documentation exists up in the library. This loads in. And you may notice at the top level of the MSDN library, there is actually a link here for mobile and embedded development. Windows Phone developer content is not there. Okay? It's actually in development tools and languages. You may ask, why did we do that? Well, as we've been thinking about where we've been going with the developer tools, since they're a part of Visual Studio Express, it made more sense to have it with the Visual Studio documentation and some of the other tools as well. So we have Windows Phone development. And then within that, we have quite a bit of information. Now, I know that the group here, you're mostly designers, but I'm sure a few of you are also coding as well. This is the main source of information for documenting all of our tools and anything you want to know about programming application for Windows Phone 7. We've aggregated it all here. And then the partner technologies that we incorporate on the phone and in the development tools, we also cross-link off to. So there are some really wonderful code samples, and I would encourage you to download those if you have some spare time. Look through those, get a sense of how things work. And the design topic I mentioned is actually in the programming guide down here. And it is right down here. So design resources for Windows Phone. When we update the UI design guide, we will be sending an announcement out, hopefully through blogs and Twitter. So monitor your regular channels to look for that update and also the design templates once we get the fonts included. So let me show you where some of the other tools are, some of the other documentation is at. I mentioned that our Windows Phone content is in the development tools and languages. So is XNA Game Studio. And XNA Game Studio 4 is a part of the Windows Phone developer tools. So this is where it lives. And again, they have information specific to programming in the XNA framework. And they also have information about specifically Windows Phone topics. And where was it? Here we are. So developing Windows Phone games. So they've done specific content here if you're developing games for the platform. I'm going to take you to two more locations. Expression Blend also ships as a part of the Windows Phone developer tools, and the Blend for developer documentation is here. You can also get to this through expression.microsoft.com, and there's a whole kind of product-focused website available there, which you can also access the same documentation through. So this is just a different interface to look at that same information. But anything you want to know about how do I use Blend to create objects and animate them, it's all here. And then one last stop on our tour here is for Silverlight. Silverlight is actually down in the web development node. And we're on Silverlight 4, and luckily they just show you, you know, here we're at. And they do have a specific, again, nodes for Windows Phone under mobile platform development. And it's coming. There we are. So we have Silverlight for Windows Phone. And let me scroll down a bit. You can see we've got a number of topics in here. The other thing I want to point out about the Silverlight documentation is that the people working on this documentation have also been writing documentation that appears in the main documentation set for Windows Phone that I showed you earlier in the development tools node. So you may ask, why do we have this all spread across a whole bunch of different locations? Well, Windows Phone 7 is probably the most integrated product Microsoft has ever shipped to date. And as such, while the phone is doing a great job of taking all these technologies and putting them together on the back-end content publishing, we are still a little bit behind that curve and working to try and get all of our different documentation teams working together to have this in a more cohesive whole. It's probably going to be another year or so before we can finally get everything tweaked on the back end so you have one cohesive view of all the documentation. But rest assured, we know it's a problem to kind of force you to hunt around, but we will have it all together at some point. So there really isn't much else to show because it's documentation, and I want you to go read it, and I'm not going to sit up here and do story time. But what I am interested in is hearing from you. What design documentation can we provide for you? There's a number of people in the room, myself included, who monitor this email address. So if you have suggestions, comments, things you love, things you hate about our designer documentation and developer documentation, please let us know. That also applies to the design templates as well. So the things I'd like you to do, get familiar with that documentation. There's a lot of it out there. Granted, MSDN library is very deep. There's a lot of stuff out there. Occasionally, it can be hard to find stuff. I would encourage you to try the search on the MSDN site. It's gotten a lot better in the past couple of years if you haven't used it lately. Trust me on that. Stay connected, email us, let us know what you think of this documentation. Is it good, is it bad, is it helpful, is it useful? And then download the tools and start creating. And here's a link to those to the two design resources I talked earlier that are getting updated later this week. And again, this is also available through the design topic on MSDN, so you don't have to worry too much about documenting the address. Brief. Any questions I can answer about documentation? Certainly.
Thank you.
That one. Questions? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I've set a query about
yes.
the PSD templates. So I've had a look at those, and the panorama templates are flattened.
Right.
Will there be layered versions?
The question about the design templates for the panorama template, why is it flattened and whether there will be a layered version later? I'm going to let Chad answer that. I think the short answer is yes. We've just been waiting. That's probably the best answer for that. Question over here.
Does the new version of documentation go more into landscape?
Does the documentation go more into landscape? There is a top. I have expanded the topic on landscape orientation in the UI design guide. So once that ships, you might take a look at that. I would also encourage you to look deeper into the developer documentation itself on MSDN and the MSDN library about that. There's quite a bit of energy and activity happening around enabling more landscape on the phone. So as a documentation team, we're kind of lagging the developers. So as they complete something, we have to rush and kind of get it documented. And sometimes things ship even before we get a chance to get it documented. So if there's something there that you would like to see, let us know. Email us, and we'll try and get that added. Anything else? Great. Well, thank you. And Chad's up next.